Number 75. A farmhouse by the coast. I flunked out of school, but managed to flourish in business by some fluke. When I had made more than enough money, I bought an old farmhouse on the coast. It isn't florid or flossy in any way. No fluted Greek columns. There, I tend a small flock of sheep and grow fruit and vegetables. I love doing farm work. I make sure that the fluffy sheep have enough fodder in their fold in winter. I make sure that the foliage of the fruit trees is optimal. I check the floodgate and allow extra water onto the land when necessary. There is great fluctuation in weather, and I enjoy witnessing how it fluctuates. I enjoy the flux. Too much of the same type of weather can be boring. I flit around the area, observing the flora and their fluorescence. Sometimes I catch fluvial fish. In winter, the sheep sometimes flounder in deep snow, and I have to carry them to the barn. It's easy to fluster sheep. They become flustered whenever they experience anything that's new to them. I repair flimsy fencing and flinch when I inevitably hit my thumb with the hammer. I watch the flutter of young birds' wings as they fly for the first time in spring. Sometimes, I sit in a flowery meadow and look at some old photos, which I keep in a folder. Other times, I walk by the seashore in floppy sandals and see what flotsam has been washed up on it. I take sandwiches with me, wrapped in foil. Sometimes I clamber over the flint rocks that lie near the shore. If the winter is extremely cold, I might see an ice floe. Every 2 or 3 days, I cycle to the nearest village and do some shopping. I flout the law by not wearing a helmet. I flirt with the flighty barmaid at the village pub, which often makes my face flush. Flippancy is not one of my foibles, but we are often flippant with each other, in a jovial sense, of course. I will pretend that she is foisting beer on me, when in fact it is my favorite drink. Then I suggest we flip a coin to see who will pay for it. In conversations with locals, my lack of fluency in the local dialect sometimes lets me down. There's no flimflam in the village. No fluorescent advertisements. I love it.